Good morning, family. James Brown Jr. with Bedroom Talk. Today we're going to talk about the fight between you and your mind. That fight is one of the greatest battles that you have, that we have every single day, every single night. We have these battles in our minds of what we can do, what we believe we can do, and what we can't do. And that battle goes on for most people every day, all day, where you're confident in one area and you believe that you can achieve what you're trying to achieve. And then here comes doubt. Here comes, you know, this thing in your mind that is telling you, no, you're not worth it. No, you can't make it. No, this is not for you. And what I want to suggest to you today is that you definitely pray and you ask God to tell the devil to get behind you. You ask God to, you know, just give you strength to fight against the doubt, fight against, you know, the negative mindset, the negative things that are coming in your mind, because sometimes they come and you can't even help it, right? But you can. You can help it. You can fight against it. It's a fight that goes on every single day. I battle with it. I struggle with it sometimes, you know, but God always brings us through. You know, don't be anxious for anything. That's what the words say. Don't be anxious for anything. But put your trust in God. Put your hope in God. I can't stress it enough. He always comes through. And, you know, when we have that doubt in our mind because of situations that are going on, because of things changing in our world, you know, maybe you got let go from your job, or maybe, you know, things just change financially for you. You know, some people have doubt because, you know, they have to pay bills, they have to pay things, and they're used to having a certain amount coming in. And sometimes you may doubt yourself, but you have to understand that there's a shift going on. That's what's happening. It's an energy shift from one thing to another. It's an energy shift, and all you have to do is adapt, shift, and put the work in. You know, a lot of people may have a set way of the way that they do things and the way that they earn money and the way that they earn a living. And sometimes that has to change, and God allows things to change for you to adapt and shift to serve His purpose. And you may have to put a little bit of work in. You may not want to do it, but you know you have to do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. The thing about it is, we can't allow the devil, we can't allow the doubt to come into our mind. You know, the saying is, one shot of doubt will take you out. So don't doubt, have faith, move forward, knowing that God is going to pull you through, knowing that you will make it. You know, how do you know? How do you know you're going to make it? Because God has brought you through in the past. He's brought you through before. Many times you've had the victory, right? You've had the victory. You've had miracles happen. You had blessings happen. And you thought it wasn't going to happen, but it did. God allowed that to happen. So don't doubt. Continue to press forward. Continue to fight forward every single day. That battle that's going on in your mind, I want you to pray and meditate. Ask God for strength. Ask God for clarity. Ask God to get rid of this evil that's in your mind, this negativity that's coming in your mind. That's the trick of the devil, trying to stop you from moving forward for God, right? So I absolutely am praying for you. Pray for me. Pray for your boy, James Brown Jr. I go through it. I'm sure many of you go through it. You know, a lot of us have anxiety that has come upon us, especially after, you know, this past year, 2020, the pandemic, you know, and I can tell you, we are moving forward together. We are praying together. We are moving forward together. Let's fight together. Let's move forward together. Let's press into a positive direction, because that's exactly where we're going. Every single morning when you wake up, if you feel like, you know, you can't make it, if you feel like you know, you're not worth it. If you feel like you're not worthy of all the blessings, I want you to fight back. I want you to go immediately into prayer. I want you to go immediately into going to the mirror, looking at yourself and telling yourself you are worth it, telling yourself you are amazing, telling yourself that you absolutely deserve great things and positive things in your life. You take the actions. Faith without work is dead. So put in the work with your faith and lean on the everlasting arms of God. And again, I didn't want to be too preachy, but I wanted you to understand that there are things that goes on in our minds that people don't know about. There's a battle happening that nobody knows about. It's just between you and your mind. And I want to let you know that you are going to make it. You keep pushing through. We're going to do it together. Let's push through together. Let's make it happen together. Let's continue to fight and press on. Press on. Press on. Keep on going. Keep pressing on. Don't let the doubt get you. Don't let it hold you back. You got this. You're amazing. You're powerful. You are beautiful. You're handsome. You are absolutely awesome. All right. You're absolutely awesome. I want you to understand that this is a different podcast today because we're in the fight together and we're going to make it together. All right. This is the real conversation, on Bedroom Talk. I thank you for joining me. Share this with someone you know that is struggling, someone you know that is trying to fight through it all. We're going to fight through it together. We're going to press through the pain. We're going to press through all the things that are trying to stop us. We're going to press through it all. We're going to do it with confidence. Ask God for confidence. Ask God for the strength. Ask God for the perseverance, right? Push through and continue to have faith. Have faith. Lean on your faith. Lean on God. Continue to press through. I love you all. Share this with someone. Share this with everyone. Share this with everyone. We're going to do this together. We're going to make it through together. All right. Keep fighting. Keep hope alive. Keep the faith. Put God first in everything that you do, and everything will turn out all right. All right. I love you all. Until next time on Bedroom Talk.